Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. On a day when the government invoked the Essential Commodities Act, 1955, to divert natural gas to priority sectors and households, the scarcity of commercial LPG supply means that restaurants are adapting on the fly. Kristen Matthew Phillip writes on how fuel shortages may mean saying goodbye to dosas and saying hello to sandwiches. Read Aryaman Gupta's piece on why the Iran war may be coming for your masala dosa. With India seeking to ease flows into manufacturing and technology sectors, the Union Cabinet signaled a further easing of tensions with China, approving changes to Press Note 3, which governs investments from countries sharing a land border with India, widely seen as targeting Chinese investments. The changes introduce clearer rules on beneficial ownership and a defined approval timeline, reports Meghna Mittal. Battered stocks found a bit of breathing room today after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled that the war in Iran could end soon, even as the Iranian Revolutionary Guards asserted that it would determine the end of the war. Paras Bisht writes on how investors seized the hint of de-escalation, with benchmark Indian indices rebounding nearly 1% after 2 days of steep losses. On the economic impact of the Iran war, Priyansh Verma reports on how finance ministry officials are monitoring the rupee's level against the dollar on an hourly basis to make assessments on how this could affect India's current account deficit. If the rupee weakens past 93 per dollar, the government's fiscal deficit target of 4.3% for FY27 could become difficult to achieve. Adria Chatterjee adds that India's current account deficit could widen by billions of dollars if energy prices stay elevated. Priyansh also reports on how fertilizer support alone could rise by 10,000 to 15,000 crore rupees if tensions drag on. In a broader assessment, ICRA chief economist Aditi Nayar writes on Money Control pages today, outlining how a sustained crisis could ripple through India's macro and sectoral outlook. Delivery times for India's oil and gas imports could nearly double if supplies from West Asia are replaced with cargoes from other regions, write Arunima Bharadwaj and Ishan Gera. About 59.5% of India's LNG imports come from West Asian countries, a figure significantly higher than that of other Asian importers. In a separate piece, Ishan also writes that India's trade exposure to countries around the Strait of Hormuz, about 16%, is also significantly higher than that of several major Asian economies. For a deep dive into the bigger picture for the Indian economy and the equity markets, read Madhuchanda Day's Money Control Pro Research take on how the current crisis is a triple shock for India. Rising oil prices, supply chain disruptions, and a weakening rupee could each weigh on corporate earnings and valuations, she argues. Yet history suggests that stock markets do regain their footing. Ravindra Sonavanay analyzed 6 major geopolitical shocks between 1990 and 2026 to find that market declines triggered by such events tend to be sharp but brief. And finally, while West Asia dominates the news cycle, China's annual Two Sessions summit sent a strong signal that slower economic growth will not deter its military ambitions. Anushka Saxena looked into China's draft 15th five-year plan, its government work report, and Xi Jinping's address to the People's Liberation Army to decipher how Beijing is looking to spend on the military and what this means for India. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.